Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN local news. SNAP benefits are once again paused after a court decision late on Friday. The State Department of Health and Human Services originally planned to issue around 65% of the benefits through at least November 15th, but an appeal by the Trump administration reversed the order. The U.S. Senate and House are trying to work out an agreement to reopen the government, which will include, among other things, full redemption of SNAP benefits. Authorities are searching for a 16-year-old girl who had disappeared on November 5th. Kira Elise Ramsey was last seen in the Whiteville area. She is a white female with dark hair and brown eyes. She has previously ran away. If you have any information on her whereabouts, please call 910-642-6551. Sheriff's deputies are searching for a bandit who held up the Dollar General store on U.S. 701 North in Whiteville last Wednesday. The black male suspect displayed a handgun and got away with $667 in cash. No one was injured. Jimmy Elroy Scott was taken into custody without incident after a standoff in Whiteville on Thursday. Whiteville City Police responded to a domestic dispute on Lee Street and found Scott in the roadway. He later backed into an apartment, implying that he was armed. Whiteville City Police Chief Paul Rockenbach said Scott held off officers for about an hour and a half before surrendering. No one was seriously injured. Scott is currently in jail under no bond. We have much more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Two men have been charged with illegal dumping and felony larceny. The Columbus County Sheriff's Office said Sean Willis, age 20, and Jay Sean Brown, age 23, were held under secured bonds after illegally disposing of materials on Maltsby Road. A 911 caller told deputies that the men were using a U-Haul truck to drive through a bean field dumping trash. According to reports, a deputy caught them red-handed. Wally Whaley will serve 18 to 20 years in prison for molesting children in Tabor City. District Attorney John Davidson Whaley pled guilty to multiple charges in Superior Court last Thursday. He molested, raped, and assaulted multiple children in 2024. Kimberly Hardy has announced her bid for the U.S. Congress this weekend. The Democrat from Wilmington has worked as a social worker on several political campaigns. She ran unsuccessful bids for the State House in 2022 and 2024. Hardy said in her announcement that she is focusing on expanding health care access, ending food insecurities, and lowering the cost of housing. In Friday night high school football action, West Columbus fought a hard but lost nail biter to Camden County, ending the Vikings' season with a 33-30 loss. South Columbus owned the field over West Bladen Knights with a 38-0 win. Whiteville, East Columbus, and East Bladen all had the week off. Tomorrow is Veterans Day. Banks, government offices, and many businesses will be closed. The Veterans Memorial Park will have a memorial event and ribbon cutting for their new Veterans Service Center at the park. It's happening tomorrow at 11 a.m. And there will also be a special ceremony at the courthouse, also at 11 a.m. Donations are currently needed for the Lake Waccamaw Food Bank for their Thanksgiving distribution on November 22nd. If you'd like to donate a turkey or contribute to purchasing one for a needy family, you can call 910-641-7017. Their goal this year is to help 200 families. The Columbus County Disaster Coalition will host Faith and Preparedness on November 13th at 4 p.m. at Vineland Station. Registration is required, and the participants are asked to bring only 3 people per church. To register, you can go to ColumbusCountyDisasterCoalition.com. Cerro Gordo's Volunteer Fire Department is hosting a pancake dinner and open house on November 15th from 5 until 8 p.m. The open house is to show off the new fire station. It'll be happening during the dinner. Everyone is welcome and donations will be accepted. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
Get ready for some hometown holiday magic. The Carolina Arts proudly presents A Hometown Christmas Party, Saturday, November 22nd from 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn. Bring the whole family for a day of fun and cheer. Get photos with Santa and Mrs. Claus. We'll have games, contests, prizes, and delicious refreshments. Plus, enjoy a live performance by magician Renzi Norris, bringing real Christmas magic to life. Here's the best part. Kids get in free when accompanied by an adult. Up to 3 children per adult, please. And it's only $5 for adults. Space is limited, so register today at thecarolinaarts.com. We're also in need of monetary donations, and you can do that at thecarolinaarts.com as well, or call 910-477-8080. And we'd like to thank Columbus County News for helping us sponsor this event. That's Saturday, November 22nd, 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn, presented by The Carolina Arts.